So today I thought we would consider the aspect of returning. Of returning to ourselves and returning to the breath. And when we find our minds disappearing off onto what we have to do for the day and the week, of just taking the time and the trouble and the patience to keep on returning. And realizing that it's very much a practice and a training. And that it takes time. So we bring the intention of compassion for ourselves. And of non-judgment. And even in that, if you're me, you often need to return to that place because I forget that for myself very easily. So we're beginning with deepening the breath for 3 deep breaths, allowing the ribs to open. And you can let the air out on a sigh if it helps. Really allowing more air to come into the body. And then taking awareness to the feet. Being aware of your toes. And being aware of the ball of the foot, particularly going into the big toe. And then for a moment returning to the breath. So reminding yourself to stay open in this inquiry and come back to the breath. Feeling the heels. And bringing attention to the inside of the thighs, particularly by the groin, just deliberately softening and letting go so that the heels can sink into the floor, knowing that your legs won't run away without you, so they're there to help you balance. And then return to the breath. Beginning at the other end, so thinking about your crown, thinking about gently directing it towards the ceiling so that the spine can lengthen and the neck can release. And then return to the breath. Return to the sitting bones and the feet. returning to the head, allowing yourself to become aware of the jaw. Noticing if you have tension, if you're clamping it. If you are just thinking about keeping the lips very gently closed and allowing a 2 millimeter space at the back of the jaw, back of the teeth. Getting a sense of space between your ears, so the center of the head, allowing yourself to notice. And returning to the breath. Then coming to the shoulders. Allowing yourself to feel the weight of the arms. While still thinking up under the sternum, under the breastbone. And allowing your shoulders to drop. And then returning to the breath. And thinking about the diaphragm. So as the shoulders drop, often we drop the whole torso. But thinking of the diaphragm, as you breathe out, the diaphragm goes up. And you can follow that direction of up. As the breath goes out. And as the breath comes in, you think of expanding the ribs like bucket handles. And everything softens and expands. Bring your awareness to sitting bones. If you need to, rock backwards and forwards gently to feel where you're on the sitting bones. See if you can get a sense of alignment, of uprightness of the back. Almost a smile under the sitting bones. So again, that sense of releasing in the thigh, the inner thigh, the groin. And for a moment, return to the feet. And then for a few minutes we will just allow ourselves to pay attention to ourselves, pay attention to the breath in quiet. And in this period, just allowing yourself to think about returning with your mind. Because almost definitely your mind will wander off. And so there's a practice of bringing it back here to the present, to the body, to the floor and to the room. To knowing that we are sitting with the intention of being present. So wherever your thoughts have taken you, just bring them back to the present and then come back to the prayer and then just continue. And then just allow yourself to pause in this quiet place and think about what it might mean for you today to return to yourself regularly. To have the ability to connect to your breath and to bring your mind back from wherever it's gone. And what that might mean for you for this week and this month and this life. And knowing that it's something that we can just keep coming back to. So feeling your feet on the floor, your sitting bones on the chair. When you're ready, just quietly come back to the present in the room.